you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to be on the score. I mean, I've been a score guy ever since the 90s listening to you guys. You know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Afternoons on the score.
Number 7, Mike Glennon, and number 3, Nathan Peterman, are both battling for the job. To win it, they've got to win over John Gruden.
So casual, like a house mouse.
The lady, what did he say?
Peterman's quiet demeanor is one issue. The other is game history.
I can't say enough about Nate Peterman, the job he did all night tonight, man. Hell of a job. Let's go, Peterman. Hey, Nate, I can't tell you, man.
Appreciate it.
That's as good as I've seen you play since Pitt, man. You made some great throws, man.
Hard Knocks is coming for the Bears, and it's been going on for the Giants. And I got to say, some of the stuff that's come out from the Giants' Hard Knocks has been refreshing. Because we saw an in-season one last year, didn't really give us anything. And the one that the Bears are about to do is fun, but it's very repetitive.
Well,
it follows a formula.
We're starved for it, and we'll be all over it. But nationally, I think a lot of people might end up underwhelmed by the Bears thing because it's pretty well curated, and it usually does the same thing.
Right. There's going to be the practice squad storyline. There's going to be the guy who's right on the bubble of making the team. They'll follow. I mean, Caleb will be great. There'll be characters.
Punter with a funny accent.
Punter with a funny accent. Weird president.
Book it. Book punter with a funny accent.
Yeah, Kevin Warren's getting his episode arc. I mean, what do you think I would have to set the line at for you to think that it's good money to bet on Kevin Warren wakes up at 4:30 in the morning with the camera already rolling in his bedroom? I'll put that at minus 500.
Which episode?
I don't know. I can't tell you which episode. He'll want episode one. But but Kevin Warren is starting an episode with... Before the alarm sounds, the president of the Bears wakes up to steal his own thoughts for the day. Visions of cranes in the sky and balls in the end zone dance through his mind. Kevin Warren, the hero.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Who was that?
I don't know.
It was not Liv Schreiber.
No, it was not Liv Schreiber.
It was like Morgan Semi-Freeman. I don't know what that was. It was rough. It was Morgan Wallen.
I was going to keep going. I realized I was getting nothing back from any of you guys. Like,
we were 100% hanging you out to dry.
Yeah, it's called letting you cook out here.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Let
yeah.
Danny cook.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, he was doing something.
Yeah,
sure was.
All right,
it wasn't that voiceover.
All right, but let's hear some of this Hard Knock stuff, and because the idea is, you know, it's hard to make yourself look bad when you get final cut on this sort of thing, and the NFL's in the business of making teams look good.
Hmm.
But the Giants, they've done some interesting things. Like here's John Mara, owner of the Giants. We always talk about him as being of the same, you know, generation and influence of the McCaskey family and all of that. The scene starts in Joe Shane's office, and they're talking, you know, they're doing a meeting, and then... You'd like to think that the owner's not meddling too much, but here comes John Mara.
Trading up would change the trajectory of the team, for good or bad. John Mara knows it. But then he knows most everything about Big Blue.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
That is one of my favorite pictures of all time, is to
And I was probably on the sideline for that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Frank Gifford, Wyatt Till.
Nice. I always say vintage never goes out of style.
Yeah, no.
How you feeling? Are your nerves running? Or you feel
I'm nervous about just... normally I would be absolutely fine because we're in a great position. I'm just nervous about giving away too much for the QB. Very similar to 20 years ago.
20 years ago, Ernie Accorsi was in Joe Shane's chair and made a draft day trade for a quarterback that changed the franchise's fortunes.
Ernie was absolutely sold on it. The thing he kept hammering home to us was he's playing at Ole Miss without a really good supporting cast, and he's still making play after play. What drew us to him more so than Roethlisberger was just playing in the SEC versus playing at a smaller school.
I was going to ask you that. Was there like, because you've been through it so much, you've seen all the guys over the year who have had all this allure, fan favor, and then didn't pan out versus, you know, you feel convicted and maybe everyone else doesn't or the masses don't, and then once you get them, you're like, hey, this is going to be our guy for the next 20 years, 15 years. So some of those guys, they make it worth it on game day.
Man, that higher voice, that older voice is John Mara. That is the owner. And that is straight up meddling. Like, that is 100%.
Oh, you guys having a meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Let me talk about when I was on the field for Wyatt Tittle. Right. And this reminds me of the Eli Manning trade. Hey, buddy, none of those guys were in the NFL.
But he owns the team.
No, I know.
He's allowed.
Of course he's allowed.
Whoever that personnel guy is, that wasn't Joe Shane, that was an assistant. That guy, an assistant GM.
I forgot his name already. You told me, Shane. I'm sorry.
Brandon Brown, assistant GM.
Thank you.
Shane will get his in a little bit here.
Yeah, my bad.
But he's kissing the owner's butt. I get it. It's the owner. He owns the team.
Like, of course. Oh, no. He's the boss.
I was going to ask you. Tell me what you've been around. You've seen a lot of this stuff. And internally, Brandon Brown is thinking, why?
He's being a good corporate soldier because, like, the scene, like, he's just in his office by himself, like, working on the draft that's days away.
And then the owner walks in.
And then comes the owner. Hey, look at that Y.A. Tittle picture you got framed.
Hey,
I put there probably. You know?
You're not high enough on the roster to blow me off. Mind if I sit down and we'll talk? Thank you.
And it just kept happening, right? Here's another scene when Mara walks in, and this is the one with Joe Shane.
What's going on?
I don't know. You tell me. Believe me, if we are about to pull this deal off, I'm going to have palpitations. I've got to stand by my conviction. That is, if you guys have a conviction on a quarterback, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Very similar situation.
I just think we're in striking distance. So we should take a chance. You know, it goes back to the you should draft one every year. Well, if you got a chance to get a top three in a draft, way better hit rate than our walk away scenario. If it's got to be a blockbuster trade, Ricky Williams style, we're rolling with Daniel. Let's continue to add around that.
Yeah. All right.
Man.
Again, you're right. You own the team. You can ask your questions.
You get to do it.
But so to bears this up, George.
If we were to get an image and a scene of George walking in going, hey, Ryan, I was wondering if you'd like some input on who you should take in this upcoming draft.
Does he sound more like George than I do Schreiber?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got close.
All right. My bad.
The draft won't be happening. So it could be, hey, Ryan. I was all wondering if I could scooter over to your office. My George is bad. Now I'm whatever. I'm getting self-conscious now.
Thank you for that tepid applause.
That's George right there.
That's the actual George.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough to differentiate the two. But yeah, it's...
I don't know. Would we freak
George,
out?
Is George a liability on this Hard Knocks?
George is... just to be goofy. Like, there's gonna... I think
that's what I'm talking about.
He's going to be faced with a situation. They're going to come in and say, George, listen, they've got video of you not only on your scooter, but going up to the ice cream man in the parking lot and getting some soft serve and skipping back to your office. And they'd like to know if you're uncomfortable with that or not. And George is not going to be uncomfortable with it. George, they want to follow you to be an umpire in your rec league that you do on the weekends. and they'd like to see that. And he's going to be fine with that. And Bears fans will cringe, but George might not. I mean, that kind of liability.
Okay.
Harmless liability.
Yeah, I'm not saying cost games. I'm saying cost confidence. Incompetence.
Could leak some confidence, having watched George.
Yeah.
On the field, George McCaskey wants his team hard-nosed, but off it, he wants soft serve.
Thank you very much.
That's good. That's good.
Hard-nosed, soft serve. That's the title of the episode.
I still think it's Kevin Warren.
Well, I mean, it's going to be Kevin Warren, for sure.
I think it's just going to be so clearly staged and manicured and cringy and awkward.
So are you thinking about, like, what a nightmare scenario would be? Like, what could happen to the Bears?
Going into this with all hype. How does it come out of it feeling, are we sure that they're competent and running this thing well?
Well, because
you know, a player saying something goofy or whatever, it's a player. I'm more talking about ownership, president, coach, you know what I mean? Like the brain trust.
I think the way that the Joe Shane and others in the Giants brain trust have been, we've heard them talking about players, talking about Saquon, talking a little bit about Daniel Jones, like, it does lead me to think that there are some things that are possible. What if, let me give you a scenario. If Ryan Poles' true feelings about a player are revealed, you know?
A Bears player?
Yeah. And then that player gets sensitive to it and goes into the tank. You know,
they'll let that out. I hear what you're saying.
That the Bears wouldn't let that out?
Yeah, the Bears wouldn't let that out. Poles is the guy I am least concerned about. He seems so buttoned up on, like, details. And got a lot of conviction.
But he does like to reveal things. Just put Peter King in the room and you'll see.
That's true. He does like to reveal things. But I feel like if he does reveal something, he might reveal more than you would want revealed, but he's not going to reveal something dumb.
What if it's like accidental? Like it's about him raving over a guard, but it lets loose what his real feelings about Tevin Jenkins have been for the last 2 years.
Sure.
You know, and then Tevin hears that or interprets that a little funky, gets sensitive. He's asked for an extension. He doesn't get one. He goes into the tank.
I'm just not going to be upset about access, even if it's I'm talking about dumb. I'm talking about like being revealed as being bad. Because, yeah, you're right. Like, that is certainly possible.
Right? That some player, like some player.
And it creates a little bit of drama and a headache and a storyline. Sure. That's definitely in play.
Some ego massage that has to happen, an extra level of coaching that Flus has to do. You know? It's like, so I wonder if something like that can happen.
You want to hear some Joe Shane on Daniel Jones?
Okay.
Because this is interesting. Like, basically, they plan everything in football. He's rehearsing his big talk with Daniel Jones.
It doesn't mean we don't have confidence in you, Daniel. Just you've missed 17 games in the 2 years I've been here. For whatever reason, the neck and then the ACL, like, or since 20, I guess it'd be 21, the year before I got here, because he had the neck in 21.
Yeah.
I said that's the reality of the situation. And we probably didn't play the way we wanted to play the first 6 games of the year, before you were injured. So I said, we're going to go through it. Doesn't mean we're going to take one. We still believe in you.
Off, go. Go route, Dennis.
I said, I've got to do what's best for the organization, and I have to go through the process. It doesn't, does not mean we've given up on you. It does not mean we're going to take one. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want you to walk into the cafeteria on Tuesday and see Drake May or J.J. McCarthy I don't want you to be surprised if you see somebody. So I'm going to communicate with you, and we'll have open lines of communication. Really, my gut has just been a little bit like a kite in the wind, just because the uncertainty of the quarterback situation. That's the hardest part in my seat right now, is just because you got to have one.
Man, flat out, like, don't be freaked out if you see J.J. McCarthy in the cafeteria.
I like it.
Transparent.
Transparent, and access is good, man.
Well, no, access is definitely good.
Access is good.
But in terms of, like, harm to the team or harm to the franchise, that's just honesty. That shouldn't hurt anybody.
That
shouldn't hurt Daniel Jones.
Are you worried that your guy, Flus, that Hard Knocks could expose him as being the dad that gets a little mocked for being out of touch for corny jokes, and that your enthusiasm might wane from that he's just a little
Little goofy like that.
Little goofy, little acronym based, little lacking of substance.
I think we know that. And I think the players, like, you know, even Jalen, like we had some moments last year where Jalen would let us in a little bit and you'd hear that they kind of laugh at the Flus a little bit. That's okay. That's okay. The Chiefs players laugh at Andy Reid for being a little goofy. Just a hair.
Yeah, but.
But there's an acknowledgement of his geniusness and success.
Yeah.
Flus is missing that part.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Yes, they laugh at him for being like the Kool-Aid man and the donuts and the burgers and the barbecue. But
you can respect a leader and still giggle at him a little bit. You can.
Yeah. Look at Mitch Rosen.
I knew you meant
it. I just wanted to be sure you weren't confusing Trubisky.
Thank you.
Just a sec. It's possible, of course. Mm-hmm. But no, I will be very surprised if Matt Eberflus comes out of Hard Knocks and we're like, you know what he reminds me of? Andy Reid. That would surprise me.
Is there a character trait of Caleb Williams that could make some fans legitimately dislike him?
No.
Because the love affair with this kid is in full bloom. Is there anything that could be revealed about Caleb that people will be like, oh my God, that sucks. Oh, it's too bad. Well, he's still our guy. Oh, you know, anything like that that could affect the love affair?
No.
Okay.
I think that he could and will be more scrutinized nationally. Like, it's gonna turn up the heat on the stuff that happened around crying in his mom's arms and skipping the media session after one of the games and the nail painting and like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That type of banter and conversation will come up again because people are going to see sides of his personality. But I'll be surprised if Bears fans turn on him for anything that he does in this. I'd be very surprised.
What if the contract stuff that happened last week with him asking about not having the franchise tag be able to be applied to him or asking about getting paid as an LLC, if that stuff comes out with him talking about it with a certain level of confidence, I hope it's not going to rub people the wrong way, but I think that's on the board.
Maybe. I think that the optimism right now is so damn high. You know, the Giants, Hard Knocks, actually on Roma Dunze gave us a little bit of insight into what he cares about it. And not that I think Bears fans are down on this guy at all. He's obviously beloved right now, and everything he's said has just been incredible. And what people have said about him has been great. But from this Giants Hard Knocks episode, if you didn't see it, Roma Dunze got to ask the Giants a question.
Do you have any questions for us as you're going through this process as general manager and head coach? Is there anything that you have a question on?
I would say, like, what's your guys' biggest need, you think, like, addition to your team, like, character-wise and, like, locker room-wise? I know you guys need skilled players as well, but what would you say?
I would say character-wise, I feel pretty good about the character of our team. I think we really take that seriously.
Yeah.
Bringing in good people that are also good players. I would say fit that to a T.
Interesting. You like Rome's question? What do you guys need character-wise?
Well, it's clear the stuff that we've heard from him that he was selling that to other teams. That was something that came up in his combine interviews with the media. It came up in his media with Bears people after he got drafted, like pre-draft and post-draft. He has, and I mean, remember our thing with Brock Heward?
Sure do.
You know, he is, so I'm not saying it's contrived. I think it's actually very genuine, but he is a guy who very much believes that he will be a leader on a team, will be a captain on a team, and that one of his attributes, in addition to guagi and contested catch radius and those, he actually believes that his character is a transferable, you know, tide raiser for the whole organization. So I think asking that question, and then they're like, yeah, we've got a lot of character on the team, which is why we drafted Malik Nabers, because he was a little bit more of a beige flag, if you will, on the character stuff. Nabers had more character questions than Adunze did, but he was faster.
Texters are saying if Caleb turns out to be a MAGA guy.
I don't think that we're in much danger of that, and I don't think that they will do that on this show.
It's funny to think about, though.
What if Hard Knocks all of a sudden decides to get really political?
And the Bears are like, cool. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, let's put that out there.
Yeah, let's do that. No, it's a good idea.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great quarterback.
I got some breaking news for a lot of our listeners here. Maybe it's not a lot. Maybe it's just the one guy about who some of these rich people vote for.
Yeah, definitely.
Plays the same school as my good friend, OJ.
I got to say, there's not, like, Caleb, if he's good.
Won't matter.
That really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anyway to me. But, like, you know, he could be doing a lot of things within the boundaries of the law that I'd be like, all right, we'll overlook that. Has he thrown for 300 yards yet?
That's, you know, a fun topic right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's come in with a list of, like,
what crimes can Caleb commit? Before you're like, let's pump the brakes.
Class C felonies.
What if he was like, instead of Dead Bears, what if he's going Hail Satan at the end of his press conference?
Well, that's his religious choice.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you, not for religious freedom? 302 touchdowns. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Bears are 4-0. I'm hailing Satan as well. I mean, that's like, yeah. So Class C felonies, huh? What falls under that?
Satan had a lot of good ideas.
Okay, Marge Schott.
Felony examples.
Marge Schott is for only people older than me. So both of us.
Why are you looking that up, Danny? I think, like,
oh, these are some good Marge Schott.
Bears fans would be, I think the only thing that would irritate Bears fans is how Caleb would react to adversity. Like, if he's having a bad practice, how does he react in front of the cameras, in front of his teammates?
Oh,
does
yeah.
he sulk after Gets throwing mopey. A pick? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that'd be a bad look.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
All right.
Yeah, Class C felonies. Let's see if we'd excuse some of these from Caleb Williams. Now we're getting somewhere. This is the kind of radio that...
Do you want to do this in the next segment?
I do.
Teaser for the next segment.
Yeah, these are a pretty good list.
Okay, good. Would you be okay as a Bears fan if your quarterback committed some of these?
As long as he's good, though.
Yeah,
We've got to make him as good as C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah, if he's bad.
yeah.
I got a problem with all these.
It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. But if he's good,
yeah.
What Class C felonies could Caleb Williams get away with in the eyes of Bears fans? Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah. Afternoons on The Score.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The Bears.
He's facing jail time, potentially.
See, this is the beauty of live radio. You say something, and then you're like, ooh, this is juicy. Let's just live in this moment for a second.
Because the optimism on Caleb is such, and the excitement for Caleb's potential success is such, that Bears fans would be willing to excuse an awful lot.
If he's good. And again, this is not, we're not at all saying that this is likely. He seems like a model citizen.
Sure.
He has a charitable foundation. We can remove Caleb from it, honestly. It's just the idea of a franchise quarterback.
I think we should leave Caleb attached to it because I think that makes the point. But to accentuate what you're saying, I believe, what you're about to do is taking it to an absurd level to show the possibilities and really get to that edge. Texters have already gotten to some of the stuff that's lower on what they would accept. If Caleb was good, a texter says, he can leave his shopping carts wherever he wants at the grocery store. Doesn't need to go back to the collector.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So stuff like that. Feel free to text those in. Here's another. It's very acceptable for Caleb to do donuts in the parking lot with your kid in the back seat of the car, a la Byron Pringle. Like fans are ready to accept those kinds of things at a base level for Caleb Williams.
How do you feel about arson?
Anti.
I've always been anti also.
But
we've never had a 4,000-yard passer.
This is very Daniel Van Kirk, but if he's lighting up the Packers, who cares?
Yeah.
He can paint the town red. I don't care if he paints his nails. It's the best.
Coming to America?
I don't know. Barbershop? Whatever. I'm just going to stop doing voices. All you guys do is pick me apart.
Yeah. No, we want you to keep doing your Dustin.
All you guys do is... Yeah, arson. And I, too, Shane, am anti-arson in general.
Just for the record, the Parkinson Spiegel Show is anti-arson. How do we feel about armed robbery?
Well, no, let's go back to arson.
Who are we robbing?
I'm not saying, because I don't know, what is he burning down? What is he, I mean, you know.
Lambo.
See?
Yeah, oh,
all of a sudden,
it's a classic institution. Just burned it down with those fire touchdown passes.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like to burn
Danny
down,
doesn't like it.
Like to burn down houses.
I just made the joke about lighting up the Packers. Yeah. We'll be so subtle next time.
Get it.
You like to burn down houses just to watch them glow. I mean, it's okay. As long as he's... I mean, 4,000 yards? You said 4,000?
We've never had one.
Okay.
All right. So arson, armed robbery. What else we got?
Well, armed robbery. I'm a no on armed robbery. I'm sorry.
And I still stand by it depends on who he's robbing.
Depends on how armed.
If he gets to rob the Kia boys, go rob the Kia boys, Caleb.
If he makes a legit Pro Bowl, okay? It's not one of those alternate situations, right? If he's first team Pro Bowl in the NFC and he wants a new contract, I don't mind if he goes up to the offices, the front offices.
Robs the Bears.
Robs the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. All right.
I don't know, man. I mean,
all right.
You can do a lot of damage with armed robbery to a person and, you know, really damage their psyche and the rest of their life. I'm still a no on armed robbery, but whatever, Tanny. You know, you're fine. You go a little further than I do. What else you got?
Kidnapping.
I mean, I feel like for all of these, there's a certain group of people that I wouldn't mind seeing get caught on fire.
Packers
who I wouldn't
fans.
Mind see get robbed with a gun.
Mm.
Kidnapping is different. That's somebody's daughter.
That's
or
a
son.
Tough one, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right. Yeah, it feels like it should be more than Class C. I guess there's sometimes people say there's like a miscommunication with the kidnapping.
A classy felony.
Right. Emmanuel.
He just has to do it in a tuxedo.
Classy felony. All right. Receiving of stolen property.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I'm good with that.
That's,
right? with that.
That's what OJ got 9 years for.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm good. All he did was receive it.
He didn't even know it was stolen.
Yeah, let's clarify here. Is he found guilty in a court of law? Because we don't need our quarterback being locked up like OJ.
That'd be a problem.
You know?
Right, no, we don't like that.
No,
this is just accusations.
He should never go to trial.
This is just committing the act itself. Like morally. Allegedly.
And again,
morally,
you would
okay
never
with
do
that.
It.
Morally, I'm fine with our quarterback receiving stolen property. I'm all right with that. Texters are saying, here's one. If Caleb's good, he can park absolutely anywhere he wants. Another, he can throw his divvy bike in Lake Michigan.
That's not a felony. That is what people should do.
Oh, no, it isn't.
That's encouraged. Please throw any divvy bike you see into Lake Michigan.
He could steal from Amazon Go. That's terrible. Except I do that sometimes with coffee.
Yeah. These are good.
Speaks is why they're getting rid of the just walk out shopping out by me. People like you, Speaks.
They're getting rid of it?
He steals from Amazon all the time. Oh, man.
Armed robbery, as long as it's overtime against the Packers, where he takes a win right from the jaws of defeat, then we're okay with that.
With his arm, you know?
Yeah.
A strong arm robbery. No weapon, just your biceps.
Oh,
criminal
man.
Trespassing, we got no problem with, right? He can go anywhere he wants.
No
if he's
problem
good.
At all. As long as he doesn't cause damage.
Yeah, right. As long as he's good, I feel like the whole the city is his property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most businesses would just open up to him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Criminal trespassing.
Yeah. Who was it to...
shouldn't even be a crime.
Who stole the butterscotch brownie bars?
Golden Tate.
One of my favorite. That was so quick. That was amazing.
Yeah.
God, Golden Tate. I love you. I mean, it was amazing.
He could sell kids cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Not my kid.
No, listen. There's a lot worse chemicals.
He could sell your kids cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'd be fine if he sold Ruben cigarettes.
What?
Hey, Ruben doesn't have to smoke them. That's on you.
Yeah, exactly. Caleb's just trying to make money. Rookie contracts, it's suppressing the guy's wages.
So we're okay.
You know what the margin is on cigarettes?
You're okay with my kid buying cigarettes from Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
That's my money, probably. I gave him for, like, taking out the trash or something.
Again, We're asking, would we be okay if Caleb is good right. if it was found that he made some money on the side selling cigarettes to minors?
Sure.
Yeah.
They're going to smoke them anyway.
About.
Who cares who's selling them?
Not. I mean, somebody else can sell them.
Like Tanny said, if you put your kid in a position to think it's okay to smoke, that's on you. That's not on Caleb.
If Jordan Love sold cigarettes to Ruben, I'd be pissed, man.
Well, yeah, me too. I'd be classless.
Exactly.
Ban him from the league.
Go sell him to your own fans' kids.
Yeah.
God, some of these texters are not funny at all.
I know. Shane, you help. I couldn't sift through the bad ones to get to the good ones. It's usually my thing.
What if he was there for January 6th? Someone wants to know on the text line.
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Yeah.
Did he have zip ties, or was he just visiting the Capitol?
He was just checking it out.
I'd forgive it. Guys, I was willing to trade my dog for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, you would finally
pre-allegation. Pre-allegation.
All right. What else we got on Class C felonies?
What if he does the same thing as Deshaun Watson?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
That would definitely hurt his. We're talking about his reputation publicly. Right. That would hurt.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'm also a no on that.
Good. Yeah, all right, good.
You should be.
Also, like, there's real human damage there.
Right.
Man.
Well, I think that's pretty much where we're drawing the line here.
The possibility of generational human damage, the ruining of a life.
Like, we're assuming arson, like, no one's in the room. But, like, forgery? That's fine.
Forgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, Spielberg will make a movie about you.
Like, if
eventually.
He walks around and just says, trust me, I'm a notary. I'll notarize that for you.
If he's got some old school machines to make fake checks, and then he gets
passports.
Or passports. Shane will buy one from him. Then he pretends he's a pilot, flies all around the country. Am I right? It's a good movie. Tom Hanks, chase him down. Daniel Norris loves that flick.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it is.
A little vandalism. Like, we just found out that the new street signs that are going up on the Kennedy were just getting tagged immediately by Caleb Williams.
Oh boy, our quarterback has a vandalism problem. Our quarterback
he's just late at night.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, we should help him do something with that. He's playing Sunday, right? Just checking in.
The kid just needs a creative outlet. Yeah. You need to be challenging him a little bit more. Yeah. Okay.
773 says, how about some good old mail fraud, but he spelled mail like man, M-A-L-E.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Caleb can do drag if he wants.
I wouldn't have any problem with that.
Yeah.
No, I would have no issue with that.
Totally fine.
We've progressed as a society. We're fine with that. I don't think he's committing mail fraud of any kind.
Public urination, but like he never goes to the bathroom inside. It's always outside.
Constant public urination.
Yeah, like he leaves his home to go to the bathroom somewhere outside.
How about on the field during games, on the sideline?
I'd ask him about it in a press conference setting, but I'd be fine with it as long as he's good.
It's really taking this bear thing to the next level.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to know if a bear trapped in the woods.
All right.
I'll show you.
All right, we'll take questions for Caleb Williams.
Hey, why do you use indoor plumbing?
Let's go to Jason Leisure from the Chicago Sun-Times. Caleb, midway through the second, when you went and you urinated in the corner at Soldier Field outside for all to see, is there a reason you don't go inside?
I'm a bear.
Yeah. Follow-up, when you threw that touchdown to Tyler Scott,
how did the relief?
Stealing welfare money from the state of Mississippi?
No.
How long after the career? Or is it current as a career?
About 15 years.
Wait, does Favre get blamed for it?
Whoa.
Do we just like. Just,
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we just tack that on to the other guy? If he does it but doesn't get penalized?
I think I'm a yes.
What if he goes on Rogan?
No, you can't be a yes on...
on Mississippi?
On Mississippi mail fraud?
If he goes on Rogan...
mail fraud!
If he goes on Rogan, he better be more entertaining than Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. How about missing OTAs for a trip to Egypt?
I'm a yes.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
If he's good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's voluntary. It's not even mandatory.
Yeah.
Egypt looks fun.
Darkness retreat?
Yeah, fine.
I'll go with him.
We were talking about class C. We were talking about arson, and now you guys are talking about Egypt.
What if he did what Fred Willard did in that movie theater?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's victimless?
I mean, it depends who's in the theater.
Depends who's seeing that and who's nearby.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Probably not going to answer that one.
Yeah, okay.
Leave that one alone.
I don't want to. I'll be on the record with arson, but I don't know if I want to be on the record.
Yeah, you're totally cool talking about armed robbery.
I'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, yeah, we all do, Fred.
And by the way, yes. R.I.P. to Martin Mull, his partner in crime on Fernwood Tonight and America Tonight. Martin Mull, a brilliant comedic mind that we did not celebrate here, that I'm celebrating right now privately, as I usually do.
What a beautiful, moving tribute to the man.
Thank you.
We have a Bears report coming
up. Thank you very much.
At 5
It's beautifully played.
Thank you.
From Mark Grody. Former GM, though, did speak of the potential issues coming to the Bears with this TV show. Next on the Score.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
We get the Bears pick here in Chicago. And Rich, I'm very much a Beavers guy.
The Chicago Bears select Deion Bush, defensive back, Miami.
Bush first caught my eye at the East West game.
I can't help you out, man. The producer, help us out.
Let's go back to the East West game.
Mike Mayock, center of that moment.
Draft guru.
Yeah.
Tremendous television football analyst. Not a great general manager with the Raiders.
No.
But very good at talking about the game.
No question. He was on with Rosenblum over the weekend, and he had experience in the John Gruden, Antonio Brown weirdness season of Hard Knocks, and said that there are issues that it presents to a team.
On the positive side for Hard Knocks, I'd worked for years at NFL Films in South Jersey, and they're the people that are the technicians for Hard Knocks. They were all trained by Steve Sable, who was a mentor to me, and they're entirely professional, but you got to keep in mind they have a job to do, and they're all over the place, and they want all access that they can get. Conversely, I'm a rookie GM. We're taking over a team that had won 4 games the year before, and there was going to be a major roster overhaul, and I kind of felt like the quieter that we could do things, the better off we were going to be. Let's get to work. Let's keep our mouths shut. Let's stay out of the national limelight, and let's just get a little better every day. And it was kind of compounded by the fact that Antonio Brown, we had traded for in the offseason, and he became kind of the central figure and a very uncomfortable figure in that whole Hard Knocks episode, because he showed up in the offseason, wouldn't wear any of our helmets. Then he went in the offseason and burned his feet in a cryogenic chamber in Paris, France. Then we show up to camp and he's not going to practice. So that kind of became the focus, which was a negative, as opposed to, hey, this might be an exciting young team that's getting better. And having said all those things, again, they were very professional. They had a job to do, but so did I. The people that I knew at NFL Films were very upset with me, because I was kind of the police force. I was the one that kind of established the parameters. I wouldn't let them in for final cuts that really upset them. And, you know, I was a guy as a player that got cut 2 or 3 times. And I think that's an intensely emotional and private time. And I wasn't going to let cameras in there, because I think it changed the dynamic both for the message I'm trying to deliver and what you're trying to get, which is honesty with the kid sitting in front of you who just got cut. So there was a push and pull there, you know, and I think because Ryan Poles has been there, the head coach has been there a couple of years, I think it's a little more stable situation, and I think they'll be able to handle it pretty well.
It's good stuff right there. Having the sensitivity to not want to cut the player on camera is interesting, and we'll see how Ryan Poles goes about that. But that first part of, like, it just sort of innocently, but on the part of the Hard Knocks people, they could choose to make something a story that is inherently distracting. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that is the push and pull of this. They're trying to make a compelling TV show. The league wants it to be a compelling TV show because they can force teams to do it. But teams do have a say in what goes out. So there's a... natural push and pull from, we can force you to do it, we care about the content, but we're going to give you the ability to protect some content, but you can't protect everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're allowed to film here. I mean, I've cited this one before, but I remember when Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson were on the same staff in a Browns season, and I was watching this season, I was like, these guys clearly hate each other, and they clearly disagree on everything, and they're on the same coaching staff, coaching the same side of the ball. But what could the Browns do? Not let any meeting between the coaches?
Yeah.
I was like, God, if these are the things that are getting out there, what must be the things that they're stopping us from getting out? So stuff will get out that isn't going to be perfect, but they'll be fine.
We're going to do a lot of Bears at the top of the hour with our guy Mark Grody, including some incredible tape that you've got to hear from after practice today. But the news of the day is that Dylan Cease threw a no-hitter with the San Diego Padres. And for any Sox fan or Chicago baseball fan, I mean, Dylan Cease has been absolutely on fire lately. And then today, obviously, a momentous day, 114 pitches. Somebody had asked, like, because you had asked me, Danny, about, like, if the no-hitter has been less special of late. And it has been, because a lot of times it has felt like, you know, it's just not even a possibility. It's just not even on the realm of in the realm of possibility that a pitcher will be allowed to finish. And a texter had asked, you know, about that. And I had said something about it in terms of, it seems like a lot of guys get taken out when they've thrown six or seven no hit innings.
Right.
You know, Shane did the math and did the research on it. It has happened 33 times since 1956 that a pitcher has gone seven no hit innings and then been taken from the game, okay?
Okay.
33 times. 16 of those are since 2021. That's how often it happens now. Four this year alone. Four last year, six in 22, two in 2021. So 16 times out of 33 since 1956.
Ben Brown, one of them this year.
So it happens with frequency. So that's why, like, as a game is going on, it is inherently less special because I'm just like, well, they're probably not.
They're probably not going to get there.
He's not going to get there. He's not going to get there. And if Cease doesn't have an efficient seventh and eighth, maybe he doesn't.
Right.
And then he had an efficient ninth. He pitched to contact in the ninth, gave up a couple of hard hit balls. One was a grounder to second where the fielder almost dropped it. It was very nearly an error, but was able to complete it. Might have been scored a hit because he had to dive first. And then C.J. Abrams with a hard line drive to right field. But so they are much less frequent than they used to be, and that will continue to be the case as starters are diminished. But good research by Shane. 16 of the 33 times a guy has left after seven no-hit innings has happened in the last 4 years.
Tough day for the Bears offense. Mark Grody with a firsthand account of what went wrong. You'll also hear great stuff from Tyreek Stevenson on this trio of Bears receivers and some specifics from Jonathan Owens on leaving the team to go to the Olympics. It's a busy Bears report next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.